Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Pekudei, Shir 277. Originally, in the early days of the Medina in Eretz Israel, there was an issue with schools. They did not allow the Haredim to open their own schools. They had to be under the jurisdiction of others who they weren't necessarily happy to send to those schools. And the question was, should they fight the Gzeira? Or, since they have no choice, they should just send their children to these schools. It's not the greatest school to send your child, but they have no choice. So they came to the Chaznish to ask the question, and the Chaznish said a term that Chazal use. Kol de olim gavar. Chazal used this term. Anyone that is stronger wins. That's what he said. Anyone that is stronger wins. So the people that asked the question thought that the Chaznish was obviously saying that since the government is stronger than them, so they have no choice, and therefore they have to be mevater, and they have to send their children to maybe a school that they wouldn't be so happy to send their children to. When they were turning to leave, the Chaznish called them, and he explained to them what he meant. He said, I didn't mean that you should give in. I meant the way the Rosh explains the concept of kol de olam gavar. And listen to what he said. The concept of kol de olam gavar means the one that's stronger wins. The Rosh explains that it doesn't make sense that Chazal would say that people should constantly be fighting. One day this person wins, one day that person wins. That's not what Chazal meant when they said kol de olam gavar. Rather, Chazal said the one that wins the fight now is the one that overpowered, and he will always be able to keep the item. And the Rosh explains with a very powerful message. The one that is the right one in the fight, he will be Meiser Nefesh to make sure he gets his item. That's what the Rosh says. And the Chaznish explains that this applies to this situation too. Since the Emes is with you, since you are right, be Meiser Nefesh. And the individual that is Meiser Nefesh will ultimately end up victorious. And this applies to every area in life. If you're convinced that you're right, if you're convinced that this is the right thing to do, you will push it all the way to the end. The only reason why people don't is because they're not convinced 100% that this is the right thing to do.